problem in the Tzitzkas and the Halachos relating to this Shabbos. It's somewhat unique to this Shabbos. We have, it's Shavuos HaBetamuz this Shabbos. Meaning we're thinking of Sunday as Shavuos HaBetamuz, but Sunday is not Shavuos HaBetamuz. Sunday is, of course, Yud Ches Tamuz. So on Motzai Shabbos, there is a concert here in camp. Mordechai Shapiro is coming in and giving a concert, and you know, certainly, obviously, all the Masmidim are invited, and they encourage participation, you know, get the kids into it or whatever, although there'll probably be plenty into it. He's a pretty popular singer. But the question was asked, like, if this weren't Camp Keli, would this be mutter? Meaning that, like, there are a number of things that Rabbi Rosner, our camp Rav in Posek, you know, is matir during 3 weeks because of, you know, the nature of our camp, and that, you know, things that help to bring a certain sense of simcha and a certain sense of, you know, of what the camp is trying to accomplish, which is a much, much bigger and broader goal. So, you know, with Minhagim of the 3 weeks, sometimes a little more naked. So if it weren't Camp Keli, would it be mutter to have a concert on Motzei Shabbos? Because it's not Shavuos HaBetamuz. It's not the fast of Shavuos HaBetamuz yet, but it's already past Shavuos HaBetamuz. And what if, would it be any different if Shavuos HaBetamuz was actually Sunday? What about the night before a fast day? Does that have the status of Shavuos HaBetamuz as well? So just to point out to you that there is what seems to be a machlokas in general when Shavuos HaBetamuz falls out on Sunday, whether the Motzai Shabbos before has any of the restrictions. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, or Chaim Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Samaches, where he writes, when Shavuos HaBetamuz fell on a Sunday, im yesh lasos nisuin b'lel Motzai Shabbos Kodesh. Can you have a wedding on Motzai Shabbos? Or liyud zayin b'tamuz, the night before Shavuos HaBetamuz. Essentially the question is, does the 3 weeks start with Shavuos HaBetamuz and end with Tishma? Meaning, is it like sandwiched between those 2 days? And Shavuos HaBetamuz really only starts in the morning because that's when you start fasting? Or does the 3 weeks start with the calendar date of Shavuos HaBetamuz, which obviously on the Jewish calendar starts the night before? So Rav Moshe says, L'chora toli b'machlokas harishonin, where the tainis starts at night. He says, imatainis maskle b'layla v'omrim anenu ba'ara tainis, because according to the Baal Amor in tainis daf yir aleph, she'ein omrim mishum sha'atainis maskle miboker, gam dine bin ha'metzarim in maskele me'lamei ha'boker. According to the Baal Amor, that the tainis doesn't start at night, me'lamei bin ha'metzarim doesn't start at night. But others disagree, and Rav Moshe has a raya from a sugya at the beginning of Pesachim. I'm not going to get into the whole raya right now, but he suggests a raya to be that suggests that it's at least a safek, at least a machlokas rishonim. And since it's a machlokas rishonim, and it's about a matter of minhag, so certainly letzorech yesh lahakel on something that involves minhag. Rav Soloveitchik disagreed. It happens to be in Sefer Nefesh HaRav, on page Kuf Tzadi Vav, so Rav Shechter writes that Rav Soloveitchik held that, where is it? He says, V'chein omer Rabbeinu b'zeh onaf milin dina, d'mashe v'yu aposkim, sheval nefesh yachmer alatzwa linug b'chol yinuyim, leilo, kiyomo, rechitza v'sicha, that which the poskim say that bali nefesh should have extra chumras and observe all the inuyim on the fast days, Dainu dafka b'shara tainios chutz mitainis Esther, except for tainis Esther, v'afilu b'leila tainios, sheochlim v'sholsimbo, even the night before Shavuos HaBetamuz, when you are eating and you are drinking, asur laru chupa olaleches lemovies. It's still, you shouldn't get married or go to the movies. Kemo ba'avelu shal yud beis chodesh. Daf alaylu, chelik miyom ha'tainis, because the nighttime is also part of the day of the tainis. It's just that you have a heter achila. And then he quotes this tshuva in the Igros Moshe, v'rabbeinu amar shamina nachon le'esor afilu b'leil asar b'teves. And Rav Soloveitchik thought that we should be machmir the night before, and he brought a raya from a comment of the Torah Hashlamim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nida, Abakius. No? Comment of the Torah Hashlamim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nida, in Simon Kuf Pei Hei, where he quotes a shita that even though you're allowed to eat on the night of the Tainis, you shouldn't eat Basar V'yayin on the night before a Tainis. Well, why not? Why can't I eat Basar V'yayin? What's the problem with eating Basar V'yayin on the night before a Tainis? So that means, can you have like a late night barbecue on Motzai Shabbos, which is going to be Shavuos HaBetamuz? Or do you say no? So the Torah Shlomo says not to. So says Rav Soloveitchik, If the Lela Tainis already has characteristics of the Tainis, then you understand that there would be such a Chumrah not to eat Basar V'yayin, you understand such a Shita. But if it doesn't have the characteristics of the Tainis, then it doesn't make any sense to have such a Shita. But it's important to note, Rav Moshe, at the end of that Tshuva, he was talking about where Shabbos V'Tamuz falls on Sunday, but he writes, Aval, B'yud Zayin V'Tamuz Shechal B'Shabbos Kodesh V'Nidchel Yom Aleph. If the Shivas of Thomas is on Shabbos and is Nidcha to Sunday, partial on the Yastaiti Sheish Lasar. Mishum Didine Ben Amitzarim Chalu Od B'Shabbos. Yesh Be'em Shinogim Gam B'Shabbos. Because we already start observing the halachas of the 3 weeks on Shabbos itself. And Rav Moshe takes out as a Dover Pashut. Of course we already start observing the halachas of the 3 weeks on Shabbos, because Shabbos itself is Shivas of Thomas, which really begs the question, so what? What are we not allowed to do on Shabbos? I mean, this coming Shabbos, what sort of limitations are there? So there is a discussion whether one is allowed to recite Shechiyanu between Shivas of Thomas and Tisha B'Av. And some poskim hold that you're not even allowed to recite Shechiyanu on Shabbos of the 3 weeks. So if you hold like that day in poskim, there is what to debate whether that's true when Shabbos is Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. Meaning, do we assume that that halacha begins? So the Magen Avraham writes in Sim Tavkuf Nunal Sivkat Mem Beis, Nirali Dimchal Yud Zayin B'Tamuz B'Shabbos V'Nidcha Mutter L'Kuli Alma. He says it's totally mutter, and the Berhetiv quotes this and is quoted by the Eliyahu Rabbah and others as well. However, in the Sefer that actually does exist, called Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, whole Sefer about Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, he quotes from Shailas Shetshuvas Bayi Chayi, from the author of the Knesset HaGedolah, who said in Or Chaim Chelik Bei Simen Ayin, that according to those Shitas, that you don't say Shechiyanu even on Shabbosos during the Bein HaMetzarim, you should not say it on this Shabbos either. One could argue that's l'chora what Rav Moshe was referring to, not to say it on the Shabbos. If you assume that way, he brings an interesting raya from the tour in Siman Tavkuf Memches in the name of the Smak, and in Yordea Siman Tav Beis in the name of the Smak, that someone who's shomea shmua krova b'Shabbos, that if someone hears of the death of a relative on Shabbos, and not just the death, but the burial. You see, normally, nowadays, with communication being what it is, you never hear about the death of somebody after the burial already happened. Right? You always hear about it before the burial. But it used to be that they'll send a telegram, you know, a guy is learning off in yeshiva somewhere on the other side of the ocean, and it takes 3 weeks or 3 months to get there, and they send a telegram when his father dies, and they say, oh, by the way, dad died, the family's had shiva and whatever, and, you know, so there's such a concept in halacha called the shmur krova, shmur rechoka, depending when exactly you heard about it. So let's say you hear about it just a matter of days after the kvura, but you hear about it in Shabbos. So the halacha is you're supposed to observe the full shiva. Does Shabbos count as the first day of shiva? Does Shabbos count? You hear about it in Shabbos. Does Shabbos count as the first day of shiva? So says the smak, Shabbos is olu l'minyan zayin, ulamachar koreya. You tear kriya the following day on Sunday. So you see, even though you're not actually able to be noheg avelus, you couldn't actually do anything, but still, Shabbos starts to count from the minyan avelus. So maybe the same would be true when Shiva Asar B'Tamuz falls on Shabbos. We don't actually really do much, but as far as what we're limited from, if you hold not to say a Shechiyanu, so then maybe there are very few halachas that actually apply during 3 weeks. There aren't very many. Right? You're not going to be listening to music on Shabbos anyway, like there aren't really that many things that apply during through. You're not getting married on Shabbos anyway, so there aren't really that many things. But if the Shechiyanu is one of them, maybe that would apply on Shabbos as well. Okay. All right.